Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Apple is showing off its latest line of new iPhones at its big virtual event today. So, Ed, give us the details.
Yeah, so four new iPhones, the broadest range of screen sizes and specs that Apple's really done in a new generation release. And at their center is that they are all 5G capable, which is the thing we've been waiting for, right? There's been a lot of marketing from all the stakeholders around the advent of 5G and the faster speeds, connectivity, data downloads that that will bring. But what we got was the iPhone 12. It's $799, 6.1 inch screen. Also an iPhone 12 mini, which is $699, 5.4 inches. And then what Apple did, of course, was bring pro versions of the 12, which it did with the previous 11 generations. So the iPhone 12 Pro starts at $999. And then there's a iPhone 12 Pro Max, a bigger version, $1,099 with a 6.7 inch screen, which is Apple's largest ever display. And they've made sort of efforts to update the technology beyond 5G connectivity as well. We see, you know, significant updates when it comes to the camera technology. Apple is using its own A14 processor, 50% faster speeds when it comes to processing. And they've made some redesign as well. You know, in recent generations of the iPhone, we've kind of been used to these kind of curved sides, but they've squared them off. And they've also, in the higher spec models, introduced LiDAR technology to the camera and some advanced camera capabilities around video recording and photos. So, you know, this is a very broad range of new generation. It's kind of like something for everyone. As one analyst described it to me, it's like walking into the ice cream store and having all of the flavors available to you. There is going to be a phone that you want, but really at its core, the thing that Apple is really banking on is that this 5G connectivity will spur the hundreds of millions of us around the planet that have older generations of iPhone to upgrade to use a 5G version.
Because the people with 5G will be experiencing what? Better phone calls, better internet?
So the idea goes. The thing is, so Apple says that it's tested 5G in more than 100 markets around the world and that it's found that it does give faster speeds for downloading data. And so the speed is one thing. Hypothetically, it would also, because of the data capacity, give you the ability to do functions which we can't yet do with our phones. In practice, however, it's not so clear if that's going to be the case. We know that third parties tested 5G markets here in the US, for example, and they found that the speeds that came with it and the connectivity was not that much greater than existing 4G LTE connectivity. Sources also told Bloomberg that some Apple employees who were testing this new generation of iPhone actually found themselves that under current US 5G networks, the speed and the connectivity wasn't that great, much greater than 4G and LTE anyway. So that is slightly concerning. But as we know, you know, Verizon is kind of leading the way with AT&T and T-Mobile as well, investing and spending time in building out 5G infrastructure in this country. But of course, another big market for Apple is China, where almost a third of phones sold are 5G compatible. The 5G infrastructure there is much further ahead. Here in the US, you know, 5G phones from Samsung and Google, which are the existing offers on the market, they only account for a tiny fraction of handsets out there. So it is exciting. 5G is expected to be a big driver for Apple in terms of people upgrading, but right now it's still a little bit in the infancy in terms of adoption.
All right. Thanks very much for the time. We appreciate it.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.